Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Has flying become, well, is it still, is it at all an enjoyable experience? Because Ryanair is switching to 100% digital boarding passes.
We'll be able to service customers much better through the app with things like your gate info, your boarding start times. If there's any disruption on the day of travel, all your communications from our ops centre goes directly into the app in real time.
That's Dara Brady, Chief Marketing Officer with Ryanair. He was on Breakfast this morning talking about moving to the electronic boarding passes. Owen Curry, travel journalist and writer, is with me here on the line. The paperless boarding pass, what will it mean for customers, Owen?
Good afternoon, Andrea, my heroine, with the all-important E at the end, in case Commissioner Kelly is listening to that. No, it's a big day. It's not as dramatic as it sounds, because what they've done is they've put it in the terms and conditions. You have to be paperless boarding pass, has to be on your smartphone. They're not going to be turning anyone away. But the reality with Ryanair is, once it's written in the rules, they now have the right to turn you away. And at some stage in the future, they're going to say no more paper.
So effectively now, that's it. You check in, as a lot of us and a lot of customers have been doing anyway for years. You check in online in the 24 hours prior to boarding, but the option to get the physical hard copy pass at the customer desk at the airport, is that fully gone?
Absolutely. I mean, they don't need a physical hard copy anything. What you will need is a QR code to get to the gate. That's a little bit more complicated if, as this, everyone is pointing out, what happens if you leave your phone on the train or your phone battery dies. But when you get there, once your name is on that inventory, once you've checked in online, that's a really important thing. And you pointed out, unless you're going to pay for it, it has to be done 24 hours in advance. Once your name is there and you have your correct ID, you're going to get on board.
Yeah, look, I've no issue with this. Much prefer the idea of the digital e-travel pass, but I've no doubt, Owen, we're going to hear from, you know, listeners in a few moments who'll get in touch to say, look, I'm not tech savvy. This is something that I find really difficult. I struggle with it.
And it's really interesting. Ryanair aren't quite clear at all how many people are still using paper boarding passes. There are a couple of countries that will require it, Morocco being one of them, airports in Morocco. We will also, you heard at the beginning of the year that 80% of people were using digital. More recently, I asked Michael O'Leary directly and he said it was more than 90%. That sounds like a lot, but when you think 200 million passengers fly every year with Ryanair, it's still 20 million people. There's a lot of questions about the demographic. Michael O'Leary again famously said his own mammy still likes the paper, but she's going to have to learn to use a smartphone. But I know young people who don't, want the intrusion of a smartphone, and you know they're worried about the amount of information that smartphone is gathering up. And there is going to be some sort of pushback against it. It won't really probably hit the headlines over the winter. Not many people travel in winter. There's a big spike around Christmas. But next summer, when the big masses are moving, that's probably when we'll see a couple of problems kicking in.
Well, funny, I put a poll up today on my own Instagram account at Andrea Gilligan 1. This is
absolutely
not a scientific survey, can I point out in the first instance. But there was 20% of people who got in touch on to make the point, you know, what happens when my phone dies? The very same thing has happened to me previously as well.
Yeah, if your phone is lost, if your phone dies, you're still getting on board. Now, that's pretty much Ryanair's position. It raises the question, do you need a digital boarding pass in the first place? But you're going to get to the gate. You're going to have a boarding pass to get to the gate. And there's nobody going to stop you having a printed boarding pass. Mm. You know, the machines in Dublin Airport and Miami Airport where you go just before security.
Yeah.
To get past those barriers, you will need the QR code. There's also another question. And Dara Brady, as you pointed out, was saying in the morning, at the inside in the app is where Ryanair wants to have us. There's loads of reasons for that. Some of them are the advantages that he pointed out, that you get your gate changes. Sometimes it's a bit of roulette. Some airports like Glasgow, you're moving up and down stairs with the Ryanair gate changes. In Dublin, you can be moving 107, 113, 117 and back again. So getting that on the app, getting that information is really,
it does
speed things up, and it's very much better. But the other thing is that if you're booking in the app and everything, it keeps the eDreams, the booking.com, all those people that Ryanair don't want to be part of the equation out of it.
Stay with us on for a few moments. 1800 453 106 is the number. Cleona's with me on the line today in Dublin. Cleona, do you like to use QR codes and digital passes in your phone wallet?
No, I just think this. Sorry, Andrea.
Go on ahead.
The highway to hell. It is stressful. Travelling already has become a very unpleasant activity, and now Ryanair want to up the ante a little more by just, you know. What if you don't have a phone? There are people who don't. For example, I lost mine a couple of weeks ago, and it was like I didn't exist. I couldn't book anything online. I couldn't access a lot of, you know, services that I might need. We need to wake up. This AI and IT is going to be, I feel like saying, the end of civilization. Who is it convenient for? Not the customer. It's convenient for Ryanair. They're going to cause costs, or save, I should say, money, and they are not going to pass it on to the customer.
Well, they'll say they offer, you know, very reasonable flights and fair prices, you know.
But they do make it up with your baggage. And, you know, we all
your
know
seat and the whole lot, yeah. And did you like the fact, Cleona, that you were uncontactable for those few days? Like, you know, would you like to go without a phone, or do you like having the connectivity?
Well, double-edged sword. We were wonderful. Life was great before them, and I think it could be great after them.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was okay, really, until the millennium. The year 2000,
right.
And it has ratcheted up, ain't getting any.
I know, but
better.
I do accept your point, and I know people in my life who the idea now of not being able to get a digital boarding pass will be a nightmare. In the same way that they complain about the banks constantly, and you know the cashier's not available, and I accept all of that, and I know it's a move to, you know, to try and speed things up and expedite how we do things. But for you, you would prefer still to go up and check in at a desk in the airport and get your pass.
Definitely. And
you
can
would,
I just say this, Andrea? I have a personal, it wasn't me, but my brother, his phone was actually stolen in Munich. And all the information and the boarding passes and everything were on his phone. He had no option but to return back to Dublin, get, you know, the next flight, pay for that, back to Dublin, get another phone. He couldn't get one in Munich as it happened. And I mean, that just is a perfect incident, or what can I say, example of how this can all go horribly wrong.
There's a listener here who says, I'm a senior citizen and I can't book online at all. So how am I supposed to deal with this? Joe, what about you? Are you happy with this move?
Well, I'm a senior citizen and I'm perfectly happy with this move.
Right. You don't mind using the QR code?
To anyone who says the world was wonderful before, I don't buy it.
Right.
I remember €1,000 flight cost to London. I remember being on Aer Lingus flights in which they had, believe it or not, to London, a business class. And the business class was a curtain. And if they got more passengers for the business class, they just moved the curtain down. And as far as Aer Lingus was concerned, you could start, and I have no axe to grind with Aer Lingus. You can starve, you could starve to death in the economy area.
Yes. Ah, no, stop. You can get your tea and your coffee and your, okay. But anyway,
Hold on. Let me just please make my point.
Yeah.
Okay. That was just one thing. Look, listen. The world moves on. If you're a person and a senior citizen, you're expected to exercise your brain. Okay? Just like you exercise your body. So if you can figure out how things work on smartphones, it's not that difficult. I've never been on social media in my life. Mm. I wouldn't go near it.
Okay.
But I can use a smartphone.
So you think it's up to people?
Once you get the hang of it, the technology tends to transfer. So, you know, treat it as a brain exercise.
Okay. Do you agree with that, Catherine? Is it the onus is on all of us customers, despite anyone's age? We need to get our brains to learn how to use them, as Joe says. Can you hear me, Catherine? You can.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm listening to that lovely man. I exercise, yes, and I'm falling into the category of the next generation. The gone by generation. And I am struggling. I'm having a heart attack. I'm having panic attacks. The thought of going to Dublin Airport is scaring the wits out of me.
Well, what do you normally do? Would you normally check in online or do you do it at the airport, Catherine?
Normally check it in online. I run a business in London with my husband for 4 years, years and years and years, 20 years ago. No problem. We changed our car keys in Dublin Airport, and he'll tell me which seat he sat in. And I've done all that. And I've cycled from Brayhead to Wexford 2 years ago. And you know what? I love cycling, but technology, I am a complete dunce. And honestly, I really don't want to be doing numbers.
Yeah,
on
okay.
A computer.
Well, you're not alone,
Andrea.
You're not alone, Catherine.
I am absolutely scared of it. And yes, we do embrace technology, and I have embraced technology, but I'm afraid I need an escort to go to Dublin Airport.
Yeah, but the problem now is that Owen Curry, am I right in thinking people will have to fully checked in now online before they even get to the airport?
There's no doubt. I mean, a lot of the emphasis on this has been on the smartphone. What happens if it's not there? The real question is if you're not checked in online. That's where the crisis arises. You do have just 24 hours unless you're going to pay for it. And that's where you really need somebody to intervene if you can't manage the smartphone or you don't really comfortable.
If you just have a phone. If you don't have the smartphone,
you can check in online from computers, from all the ways that we already, and that's been in place for many, many years. If you turn up without having checked in online in an airport, you'll be charged a lot of money by Ryanair. There's nothing new about that. But that's really where the action is. And I do think, there is a strong point here. Catherine has a point that the airlines sometimes underestimate how many people are a little bit resistant to that whole process of doing everything online. There's no doubt for those of us who are used to flying that it's much easier. It's a joy to have your boarding pass pop up without even having to look for it at the time you're just about to board. But that isn't everyone.
No.
Michael O'Leary has never met my Auntie May.
Well, he hasn't met Cleona or Catherine or this texter either, who says they're nearly 70. They fly to Europe 6 times a year. I have all of the airlines that I use, including Ryanair, KLM, Aer Lingus, etc. And I haven't used a paper boarding pass for years. It's the way the world works now. Every part of your life is on your phone. So that listener is in favour of what's happening at Ryanair. Martin says electronic passes are okay going. You'll probably charge the phone at home, but not always easy to charge phones on the flight home, says Martin. Again, another listener, I don't describe myself as being tech savvy. I struggle to book anything online and would be a little bit anxious at the idea of having to now solely check in online before going to an airport. Derek's in Shannon. Do you like digital boarding passes, Derek?
Well, good morning. Good afternoon. Well, I am a senior citizen too, and I suppose everybody would like to have an option B. You know, if you have just plan A and things don't work out in plan A, it's nice to know that there is another option. And when that isn't there, obviously it causes a lot more stress. Hassle. It makes your travelling that bit more stressful and that bit more hassle. But the other side of it is, when you look at Ryanair, I suppose Ryanair now are the biggest airline carrier in Europe. They probably have the monopoly. And they fly into a lot of airports that are in Europe that are not, we'll say, the major airport in that country. So they have the monopoly, and they probably can use that now to force people to do this. Because check Shannon Airport and the west of Ireland. Like, if Michael O'Leary has said there in the not-too-distant past about people who complain, if they don't like it, they can fly another airline. So if you take that on board for some people in the west of Ireland that would have to make travel arrangements to get to Dublin if they wanted another airline, because only for Ryanair, there'd be very few flights going out of Shannon only for Ryanair.
Well, that's the thing, you see. So, they provide a huge service in terms of the routes and number of flights. And would you typically, Derek, when you go to the airport, when you're travelling or flying somewhere, would you normally check in at the desk when you get there, or would you do it online in advance?
Well, I use a mixture. I'm starting to get used to, I started to get used to doing it online now. I picked it up. If it was, we'll say, just a full stop, but as you know, as it develops, I've started to use the app, and it still can be stressful, but I'm able to use it, and it gets me there. So there's always the dangers that you lose your phone. Your phone isn't charged, so you have to make.
That'd be my issue. I'd be liable to lose it.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you have all these things organised. As I say, the other option is. And I say, travelling to Dublin, the cost of the transport to Dublin, delays, you know, the stress at the airport. Mm. You can come to Shannon.
If you're going to go with a different airline. Have you any plans, Catherine, to travel anytime soon?
No, Andrew, I'm going to take the boat. I'm afraid.
The boat. Where will you go? Typically, where do you go to?
Go to Spain. Do you know, I met a lovely lady down here in the southeast, and she had cycled from Australia. And I thought, that's doable. And she said, it is doable. I've got another 6 months here in Ireland traveling back. And it's doable. And I love that idea. And no, I won't be going to Dublin Airport. I'm sorry, Ryanair.
You won't do it.
Unless you, I need an escort. I need somebody to take me there. Take me to up the plane, up the seats, put me in my seat, because I'll be so wrecked trying to get this.
Well, if Michael O'Leary is tuned in today, he knows that Catherine is looking for a full escort through the airport the next time she's flying. John in Cork says, with the paper boarding pass, it's very simple. I would print out several, put them in my luggage. Whatever happens, it's no problem. With digital, something happens with your phone. If you lose the phone, if it's not charged, if you're in trouble like that. My girlfriend is tech savvy. She had a problem with her phone at the gate and she had to pay a fine to try and board. Another listener says, I travel all the time. Digital boarding passes are just, they're brilliant. They're easy. They're simple. If you lose your phone, you can go to the airport and the desk and the people, they will help and assist. And another listener tells me, Ryanair will literally baby step you through this entire process. Some people just want to live back in the 1900s. Owen Curry, Derek, also Catherine, Cleona. And Cleona as well. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.